This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've studied in recent visits how deep the friendship between Jonathan and David was. One final glimpse into their friendship is found in 1 Samuel 23. Word got out to Saul that David had again won a decisive victory over the Philistines and saved the people of Keilah. Saul rallied all his forces for battle with the intent to besiege David and his men. David found out that Saul was pursuing him, so he went from place to place. While this cat-and-mouse charade was going on, Jonathan went to David at Horesh and helped him find strength in God. "Don't be afraid," he said. "My father Saul will not lay a hand on you. You will be king over Israel, and I will be second to you. Even my father Saul knows this." The two of them made a covenant before the Lord. Then Jonathan went home, but David remained at Horesh, verses 16 through 18. How did Jonathan help David find strength in God? By affirming his confidence that God would protect David from Saul's intentions. He went on to affirm God's plan for David to be king over Israel. He reminds David that even his father Saul knows this. He accepted this himself, affirming that though his father wanted him to be the heir of the throne, he was ready to be second to David, thus showing his willingness to serve and support him. With these convictions clearly affirmed, they both renewed their covenant before the Lord. What a friend! What a friendship! No wonder David found strength in the Lord. No doubt David reminded himself of this event when faced in chapter 30 with yet another daunting confrontation.